The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studio, it's Alex Jones.
If Europe collapses, it'll just be a total slaughter. Here in the United States, in the West, the South, other heavily armed groups with historical will to fight and highly armed, it is going to be spectacular bloodbath. And I hope we don't go down that road. We're going from that being a possibility to that being a probability. Mexico's got over 100,000 admitted dead, 70-something thousand missing. That's what a partial collapse looks like. And that place is a, you know, growing bonanza and super ingenious, hardworking people. And it's still falling apart. This is what happens in civilizations. And all these trendies just don't understand it. I really feel sorry for them. And what I really get scared of is the elites running for the hills like chickens with their heads cut off. Let's talk to Crystal in North Carolina. Crystal, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Hey, Matt. Thank you so much for everything you do. And, Alex, you guys have an awesome soundtrack. I love every song you guys play.
Well, thank you, sweetheart.
I had a quick question, I guess, for both of you guys. You know, as you can see, I'm in North Carolina, and we've been having the whole transgender bathroom issue blowing up all over.
What a diversion.
And, that was my question. Is this more just part of the elite divide and conquer, or
is this is level five warfare, ma'am, on the species to create total confusion where you're losing your whole future? We're going to obsess over bathrooms. Matt?
It's part of the destabilization process. The Soviet Union tried for 75 years just to change the part of human nature dealing with economics. You know, you're going to go to the factory and work hard for the state, but you can still marry who you choose and, you know, live a normal life if you don't stay and get into politics. But we're trying to do something. Our social justice warriors are trying to do something far more profound and unbelievable, which is to change our sexual nature, to make people say, oh, if you big 300-pound man, if you feel like you're Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, then I'm going to call you Dorothy. If I don't call you Dorothy, I'm a bigot and a hater. This is obviously not meant to succeed. It's part of the destabilization process.
And taxpayer-funded pouring bleach in women's eyes that want to be blind, then everyone says how beautiful and brave they are. No, you're freaking nuts.
Sure, it's a mental illness, and to treat it, I mean, if somebody walks around dressed like Napoleon with his hand like this and demands to be called Napoleon, we say, sorry, Napoleon, you have to, you know, we're going to put you in a safe place. But if a guy says, I'm a woman, you know, a male Olympian declares he's a woman, doesn't get an operation, anything like that, we are now supposed to go along with the mass delusion.
He's stunning and brave.
It's mass delusion, and it's very dangerous. It's like everybody's trained to say the emperor's clothes are magnificent, and a few of us go out there and say, no, he's buck naked. So I'm so grateful for your show because you've got the mass audience without selling out, you know, without getting the ride up the elevator to corporate, you know, where you, you know, learn the secret handshake. And I don't play that game. And you don't, and people are catching on. It's very important that this, as long as we can, we communicate the way
absolutely.
We want.
Absolutely, and I'm just one person. There's so many other great people up and coming. What the elites do is as soon as you start an alternative media operation, they try to sue you, they mess with you, they send in infiltrators once you get bigger, or they try to cause infighting, and most people just get into the infighting and get diverted off mission. Just ignore all the made-up BS, move forward with the issues, so that when an audience tunes in, they hear about things they're concerned about. Not, you know, I'm not CIA or I'm not a Vatican or I'm not a new, you know, all bull. Just here's the topics, here's the info. What do you think? Move forward. And that's just the best advice I can give folks is just get on mission. It isn't, and be an attack. Don't get obsessed with the media attacks. You be proud of people like, I'm so sorry I saw the newspaper saying you were a horrible person. It's like, that's an enemy publication. My God, I'm so proud of it. And it starts celebrating that the enemy's attacking. Matt Bracken, God bless you. Enemiesforeigndomestic.com. We'll talk to you very soon, my friend. Thanks for the time.
Thanks.
Find his books on his website, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com is my site. Don't forget, we've got 30 to 40% off on affordable foods and 10% off on all survival goods. Only for just 4 or 5 days on the other stuff, but only a day or two on the food. It's all I can do.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
To 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, our fourth hour on this Monday, May 2nd, 2016. I'm going to go to the callers who are still on the line. Shane, Ben, Carmen, hang on there for just a moment. I'll get to you in just a second. I want to give people an overview of what we're going to be talking about this hour. There's an interesting story that is broken that fits right in with what we're hearing from CIA Director John Brennan about the 28 pages. And this is a story from Cy Hirsch saying that Hillary Clinton approved sending Libya's sarin gas to Syrian rebels. Now, we're going to break that down, the information that he's talking about, the fact that he has now put Hillary Clinton in the rat line where she belongs, folks. And this is key. This is why we've said the 28 pages is so important. You know, we talk to some people and they'll say, well, unless the 28 pages say, I'm sorry, I did it, they're not interested. But this is the way it's going to gradually unravel. And I've said this as we're looking to, as we've talked about the 28 pages in the past. It's going to start unraveling this narrative. It's going to bring in the Saudis. When it brings in the Saudis, it's going to pull in the CIA. Because they are joined at the hip. And we can see that when we look at these articles. We're also going to be talking about the brokered convention on the Democrat side. We've now got Bernie Sanders saying that he thinks that this should go to a brokered convention. He's behind Hillary, but very slightly, 1,600 to 1,300 in terms of pledged delegates. In other words, those would be delegates that were selected by an election. But when you look at the superdelegates and you throw those in, Hillary Clinton has a tremendous advantage there. She's got 520 to his 39, so she's got a large advantage there. And what he is saying is that he's going to try to appeal to the, I guess, the sense of fairness, shall we say, of the Democrats. Hey, come on, guys, let's be fair. You know, I've got a lot of votes here. I want you guys to come over. I want you to fall in line, essentially fall in line according to how your states voted. So, for example, if he had won New York, he would ask the New York delegates to fall in line, the superdelegates to fall in line with him. Now, of course, prior to the New York election, they said they wouldn't do that, and he didn't win anyway. So I think it's going to be interesting. It will be an interesting argument if Hillary doesn't win it outright with elected delegates, if she has to rely on the superdelegates. It ought to make them upset. And, you know, I look at this. We're going to have a call. Somebody called in yesterday who was a Virginia delegate to the GOP, where they were actually selecting the delegates that had been won in the election by Donald Trump, but then were flipped to go for Ted Cruz. And this lady who called in said she was really upset. She had been a Cruz delegate. She wasn't one of the people who was selected at the Virginia convention. And she said it had really soured her on Ted Cruz and on the process in general. And that's the key thing, folks. As we see people like George Will unmasking and saying, you know, we don't need to be bound by these decisions that were made elsewhere. Where were those decisions made, George? They were made in the ballot boxes across America that you were so contemptuous of, you and your elitist scum at the top, the Republicans and the Democrats. Let's understand what's going on here. But quite frankly, I don't think that Bernie's going to have much of a leg to stand on. I mean, what we're going to be looking at possibly with a Democrat convention is kind of like a fight between Trotsky and Lenin. You know, is Trotsky going to Trotsky and Stalin, I should say, is Stalin going to run Trotsky out of the Communist Party? But it's still something that everybody should be concerned about. I don't want to see a situation where you got party insiders, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, who are selecting the delegates and pretending that we have an election. And it's a good thing that that mask is being taken off. So before I get to these stories, let me go to the callers who've been hanging on for a while. Let's go to Ben in Missouri. Ben, you got a comment or question?
Hey, David. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
I was hoping to talk to Brack, and I read Take Two back. It had to be like 3 months ago, and I reposted it on Facebook like 5 times because it just sent chills down my spine. It was right on, and the way that the language that he used was just amazing. Anyway, but I had one of these truth is stranger than fiction moments on today. You know, it's the anniversary of SEAL Team 6, and most listeners know what happened to SEAL Team 6. But yes. Back in 2011, in April of 2011, during the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and you can look up this video on YouTube, Obama starts making fun of Donald Trump because of the whole birther conspiracy. He plays the Lion King and says it's the video of his birth in a joking manner. And then, really oddly, says Michelle Bachmann shouldn't run for president because she's from Canada. Anyway, the next day, right, we get the Situation Room video, all that kind of stuff, right? So then the craziest thing is the day before Obama had his press conference, which was during the week's episode of The Apprentice, Donald Trump had responded to what Obama had said at the White House correspondents meeting by saying he was the worst president of all time. So If you just – I mean, just in the grand scheme of things, it's just amazing the way that things shake out, because now we have – Donald Trump, 5 years later, you know, fighting for his life to get into the presidency against somebody who was, you know, born in Canada. And it's a crazy world that we live in.
And one of the things that really concerns me is so many of the people that I believe rightfully questioned why there was so much secrecy surrounding Barack Obama's credentials and his birth certificate and things like that. the people who I think were right to question that are now just looking the other way when it comes to Ted Cruz. I'm absolutely amazed and disappointed at so many people in the grassroots. I don't expect anything from the people who are party establishment, who are media establishment. I don't expect them to play fair. They're going to play partisan, okay? But I'm really disappointed in the grassroots who aren't looking at this. Let me ask you before you go, Ben. Did you see the fact that the CIA was tweeting out over the weekend, they were tweeting out yesterday, details of the bin Laden raid on the five-year anniversary? Did you see that?
I didn't. I did not see it.
It's absolutely amazing. I mean, this is like something from The Onion or something, because we've had so many people on here, Steve Pachenik and others, talking about how phony this is, and we know what happened to SEAL Team 6 in the wake of that. Very suspicious, isn't it, that they all disappeared. When that happened, my son said, we were looking at that, and my son said, well, you're going to see a lot of SEAL Team 6 people disappear, and it wasn't very long, actually, before that happened. He knew that was going to happen. But let me read you some of the comments that people had. Here's one of the tweets on Twitter. Okay, what other world events should the CIA retroactively live tweet? Personally, I want a breakdown of the Castro exploding cigar fiasco. I mean, this is amazing. This is the official government conspiracy theory. And just in case it hasn't been discredited enough, they're going to tweet it out, this fiction that they put out, this fiction that they made a movie of. Okay, they worked with their people in the media to make a movie, to make it more real. And now to make it even more real, they're going to tweet out the details of it. They did that yesterday. I think maybe they should also tweet out a real-time timeline of what happened maybe with the Bay of Pigs or the JFK assassination. Maybe we could do that this year for the anniversary of the JFK assassination. What was the CIA doing at that point? Where were George Bush and JFK and Lyndon Johnson, all these people? I think it's absolutely amazing. But that's the kind of work that we're seeing, the kind of fiction that we're seeing from the CIA. Thank you, Ben. Let's go real quickly to Carmen in New Jersey. Carmen, go ahead.
Hey, David.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, David, it's so great to talk to you. I just first, before I say anything, want to thank you personally because I entered that Paul Revere contest with my band Imagination, and you actually chose our video and put it on your nightly news show, and I never got to personally thank you for that. It was the up and
Well, thank you. I thank you for doing it because there was a lot of great work, a lot of great work that was done by people, and I really appreciate you putting that in. That is the key, for people to get out there and understand the power that they have to change people's minds by putting together videos, doing music, doing all these different things that everybody did in that contest. That was a great contest. Thanks for participating in that.
Oh, it was my honor, and I really, you know, it makes me think, you know, back in the days of, you know, Watergate. You know, Crosby, Stills, Nash came out with Ohio and all these songs. Where are all the artists today? Why aren't they using their voice? I understand a lot of them are locked in their contracts, their death, satanic contracts. But the ones that aren't, really, like, we should have a Woodstock for this free. If things are as dire as, like, everybody's talking about, there needs to be a lot more banding together. And I think also the lack of Jesus Christ. Because obviously these people are Luciferians and they're satanic. What is their biggest enemy to them is the name, the words, Jesus Christ. And when Alex goes on these kind of like these preacher modes, he always stops himself. And I'm saying to myself, no, that needs to be done more. As much preparation as we need for, you know, stockpiling food and water, we need spiritual preparation because nobody's preparing for their afterlife. Or
That's
saying
right.
it in that way.
There's power in that name. You know, it's interesting. One of the stories that I had on here, Carmen, was a story from NPR this weekend. It was yesterday. And it asks, does addiction treatment require a higher power? Now, this is done by a psychiatrist, I believe, based on her take. I didn't look up her credentials here. But basically, they were saying, you know, do you really have to have the kind of, you know, the 12-point steps that we have from Alcoholics Anonymous and other things to get results? They say 80% of current American addiction treatment for both alcohol and other drugs is based on teaching patients the ideology of the steps and persuading them that they need to become members, they need to try to get help with something that is explicitly moral. And I thought, when I looked at this article here, I thought, what if conservative Christians really believed that Jesus had the power to change their lives? Would they really look to government to do everything for them? Would they really look to the war on drugs to change people's lives? You know, that is a very interesting question, and I honestly don't think they do. And I think when I look at the public displays of piety from Ted Cruz and others, when I look at the war on drugs that they support, I don't think they really believe that it has the power to change lives, but it does. I've seen it in my life. I've seen it in other people's lives. Thank you so much, Carmen. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to go over some news here in just a moment. Remind you that we've extended the InfoWars Select Storable Food Sale, 30 to 40% off all storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. We have listened to your calls, your emails, your comments. We were able to get this extended by the manufacturer. That's 30 to 40% off the retail price of all InfoWars Select storable food. Of course, that's a shelf life of 25 years, all made in the USA, non-GMO, great packaging to help you preserve that food, as well as 10% off all preparedness products and Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsLife.com. To help you get prepared with your family, we're giving you 10% off all things like shortwave radios, heirloom seeds, water filters, watches, security products, and survival accessories. And you know, just this last weekend, it happened, I guess it was about 4 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. We were woken up by some heavy, heavy winds at my home. Snapped a tree in the backyard, fortunately did not hit the house. We were out of power from 4 a.m. to about 6 p.m. Later on Saturday. And as we're doing that, we realize just how unprepared in many ways we are at our home. It's very easy for us to just go off and go to a restaurant or something because it was very localized. We had 2,000 people who lost their power just southeast of Austin. But that was kind of an interesting situation. It was, unexpected, and we had 75-mile-an-hour winds. I mean, it was just snapping tree trunks, not just breaking off limbs, but the tree that broke in our backyard was a thriving, surviving tree, and it just snapped on the trunk. And we saw that happen all over the area. You never know when disaster is going to happen. You never know how long it's going to take for you to get your power back. When we were back in North Carolina, we were out of power once for days. We had a hurricane come through there. Hurricane Fran came through again, knocking over trees, taking out power lines over such a large area. And we were out in a remote area. They are always going to go to the most number of people first. They're going to triage it that way. So we were in a neighborhood that was very remote. There weren't very many of us on that part of the power grid. So it took them a week for us to get our electricity back. It was a very uncomfortable situation, even though we could go into other areas where we could get power. What are you going to do when it is over a much larger area, when it involves everybody, if that's the case? Okay, you need to prepare for your family. And just as we were talking yesterday, Rob Dew was in here, and he said, some lady saw InfoWars. She goes, "Oh, you're a bunch of preppers, aren't you?" And he said, "Here's a lady who's living on an earthquake fault in San Francisco mocking us because we're preparing." She obviously, and also in a big city as well. All the tick off all the boxes to put yourself at risk. There, this lady had them all ticked off, and she's laughing at InfoWars because we prep. Yeah, you should think about that. Really should. And so we've extended these sales on select storable food, 30 to 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and 10% off all preparedness products and Survival Shield X2, that's our nascent iodine, at InfoWarsLife.com. Going back to the articles here that we've got today, this is something that just really made me feel the burn, I should say. Not that I want to vote for Bernie Sanders, a socialist. It made me feel the burn about our socialist government and about Obama's agenda. Listen to this. This is from the Washington Examiner. Obama budgets $17,613 for every new illegal minor, and that is more than Social Security retirees get. It's almost $3,000 more than a Social Security retiree is going to get. Think about that. You pay 15%, actually 15.62%, because your employer is paying part of this and you're paying part of this. You just don't see your employer's contribution, but your employer knows that's the cost of you working for them. So your employer is doing an equal invisible contribution, knows that that's embedded in your cost. That's money that perhaps they could hire more people or they could pay you more if they didn't have to pay that, so that you're bearing the full cost of that. Over 15% of your salary goes in without any deductions, 15% off the top, your entire working life. And how does the federal government repay you? They bring in illegal minors and then give them benefits that are $3,000 a year more. Those kids aren't coming here to make sure that you've got Social Security. The government doesn't care about your Social Security. You need to understand that from the very beginning, the first place they had Social Security was in Germany, wasn't it? And why did Bismarck pick the age of 65? That was the life expectancy of people in Germany. They never planned on putting out very many benefits. And that's why they're talking about raising the age. But here's where it gets even worse. We look at these dreamer riots, these young kids who come over here and flip us off and demand subsidies. Think about the fact that when you have to pay for them in schools, it's going to cost you your home and taxes eventually, because there's no end in sight to this, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Brain Force, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brain Force did.
I've been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brain Force right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. About it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brain Force. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brain Force, and came in.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and as we're looking at the games that are being played by both the Democrat establishment and the Republican establishment, with superdelegates, with flipping the delegates, you know, the voters choose delegates to go to the convention for Trump. Instead, we're going to find delegates going to the convention for Cruz. And I say, oh, don't worry, we'll vote for Trump in the first round, and then all bets are off. That's not why these people were chosen. They ought to have a situation where the candidate themselves select the delegates after they win them at the election. That would be an honest election. But, of course, they don't want that. They don't want the wrong people voting. So when we look at this, and I look at all these calls that are going everywhere for a constitutional convention, I want to ask you, do you really trust these Republicans that are messing with the convention that's coming up? Do you really trust them? or the Democrats for that matter, and their super delegates for Hillary, do you really trust these people to run a constitutional convention? Because they're going to be the ones who are running the constitutional convention, you understand. And they're going to be the same ones telling you, if only we could change the Constitution, then we would have law and order. These are the people who take the oath to the Constitution and ignore it. Okay? We've got a Constitution. They're not paying any attention to it. If they wanted to start paying attention to the Constitution, if they would first illustrate to us that they would follow the Constitution we have, then I might be open to listening to them about a Constitution false, okay? Because it's not perfect. There are things that we could change in the Constitution, but I don't trust a bunch of criminals who thumb their nose at the law, just like the illegal aliens thumb their nose at our borders, okay? We've had our politicians thumbing the nose at the borders that we conscribed around them with the Constitution for a long time. You have to understand, at least in my opinion, I think the whole point of these constitutional conventions is to give them plausible deniability, to allow them to escape prosecution one day. If we were to get some people of integrity in Washington, they could go back and they could pass these laws to make what they're doing not a crime. That's what we see happening with CISPA, isn't it? Or now they call it CISA. They tried PIPA, ACTA, SOPA, CISPA two or three times, and they got it through with CISA, which basically took away criminal liability from corporations who were spying on you, took away their civil liability, took away, we could argue, I don't think it really does, but they're going to try to argue that it takes away the criminal liability of the government actors who are doing these dragnet surveillances and quote-unquote warrants, okay, where they get a warrant for Mr. and Mrs. Verizon and they listen to everyone's conversations. That's what these pieces of legislation are really about. They're breaking the law. They know they're breaking the law, and they want to come in after the fact and change what they've been doing to not be against the law, hoping they can escape prosecution. Let's look at this article. Going back to April the 19th, Oklahoma House asked the Congress to call a constitutional convention, and there's been a lot of states who have been doing this. We've had Governor Abbott, who I really respect on most issues. I believe he's very wrong in terms of a constitutional convention. I'll tell you why. And this article from New American says, after defeating a resolution last year asking Congress to call a convention of the states, the Oklahoma House of Representatives reversed course this week, passed the measure 5733 with 11 abstentions. Although it passed the Senate last year, Senate Joint Resolution 4 will return to the Senate for consideration of House amendments. Now, here's the interesting part. 15 legislators switched their votes after intense lobbying, including personal visits to most Republican House members by former Senator Tom Coburn, who is a huge supporter of the idea of a constitutional convention. Now, remember, under Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution, amending it, you can do it a couple of different ways, okay? All 27 amendments so far have been done by passing a two-thirds vote of both the Senate and the House by Congress, okay? Both houses of Congress have put in all 27 amendments that we have so far. Proponents of the Convention of the States or the Constitutional Convention method are attempting to make use of a second method, one that we have never used before. Ah, isn't that interesting? All these people who talk about how malleable the rules are when we're coming up to the GOP convention, these are the same people who are going to be making it up as they go along at a constitutional convention. Now, some of them will say, I've got a whole laundry list. Everybody's got a laundry list of things that they want to fix at a constitutional convention. But they tell us, don't worry, we'll make sure that it doesn't get out of control. We'll make sure that it only affects these one or two issues, or it'll only affect my particular issues. How are they going to do that? You trust them to do that? I don't trust these guys to do anything. I would definitely not trust them with the Constitution. Now, they point out in this article, I think this is a very interesting case. They say Oklahoma has been targeted by the Balanced Budget Amendment Task Force. Okay? Now, this is what is driving it in a lot of states, and this is one of the things that people like to see. Let's have a balanced budget amendment. Okay, now whether you're for that or against it, understand that if you've got a single issue like that, and a lot of these people who tell us that a constitutional convention can be confined to a single issue, then fine, tell them. Then take that single issue and try to get it through the Congress, okay? Try to get it through the Congress. Here's what they point out in this article. They say that there are states all over the country that have balanced budget amendments. They say pro-constitutional convention legislators made the case that Oklahoma, like every other state except for Vermont, have a requirement for a balanced budget, but no such requirement exists for the federal government. Fine. They say a balanced budget has been part of Oklahoma's constitution since the early 1940s, but state legislators routinely circumvent the requirement by issuing bonds. Oh, don't they all do that? Not just Oklahoma, but they all issue bonds. They issue bonds to build roads, make capital repairs, so forth. They protest that there's a revenue stream that will pay off these bonds, so it's not really debt. Okay. Think about that. Every state I've lived in, we've had massive bond issues. They say, oh, we've got balanced budgets, but we also have these bonds where we are borrowing money. Okay, it's only different in terms of the magnitude of money that's being borrowed. It's not fundamentally different in principle than the money that we're borrowing from the private Federal Reserve. And so the point that they're making in this article, I think it's a very good point, and they sum it up by saying, it's like saying if a person has a job, and they're making house payments each month, they're not really in debt. Okay? And only politicians think like that. And the people that they fool. See, the problem is not the Constitution. The problem is the criminals and the district of criminals in Washington, D.C. That's the real problem. And I do not trust the district of criminals or the people who are going to be running this. The people who are going to be running these conventions, folks, are the superdelegates. They are the people who say that they're going to determine who the nominee is going to be on the GOP side, on the Democrat side, and they could care less about you. And you know what? They could care less about the Constitution. As we pointed out many times, just take a look at the war on drugs and look at what happened. We've got 27 amendments. Two of those are about alcohol prohibition. They needed an amendment to have alcohol prohibition, and then they had another amendment to undo that. Why did they need an amendment for alcohol prohibition? Because the federal government has no authority in the Constitution to prohibit anything. Anything. They have no authority to prohibit prescription drugs, for example. That could be done at the state level. You could have drug prohibition done at the state level. And as a matter of fact, after alcohol prohibition was finished, we had all kinds of state prohibitions about alcohol. You had to buy it in some states at an ABC store that was run by the state. Maybe you couldn't buy it on Sundays or whatever. So the states have put in their own legislation there. But the Constitution, the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, said that the federal government didn't have that. So they created an amendment to allow them to prohibit alcohol. Where are the amendments to prohibit marijuana? Or cocaine or heroin or anything that we take that's a prescription drug? Where are those amendments? They don't even bother to pretend to follow the Constitution, so why would we give them a constitutional convention? It's simply so they can cover their tracks and protect themselves, folks. You need to understand the scam. You need to understand who's going to be running that thing. Now, there was a major article that came out today, I think. Cy Hirsch is talking about how Hillary approved sending Libya's sarin gas to Syrian rebels. Think about that. Remember back in 2012, and we were sounding the alarm. I remember Paul Joseph Watson doing articles. We were talking about it. We said, they are setting this up. This is a false flag. They're saying that the sarin gas came from Assad. Assad is not a good guy, but they're using this as an excuse to drag us into a ground war. And eventually it started to come out. The information started trickling out. First, you had some people who were on the side of Assad making the case, look, this is not his stuff. And then you had others making that case. And eventually you had people inside the U.S. government making that case. And we stood them down. We had people saying, we're not going to go to war for a false flag attack. This is what Cy Hirsch says about this. Remember, Cy Hirsch is a Pulitzer Prize winning. He's formerly worked for the New York Times. And he doesn't have any problems blowing the whistle on these people. He pointed out He pointed to a report from British intelligence saying that the sarin gas that was used did not come from Assad's stockpiles. And, of course, we had that from British intelligence. We eventually had it from U.S. intelligence. First, we got it from Russian intelligence. We got it from many different sources. Hirsch also said a secret agreement in 2012 was reached between the Obama administration and the leaders of, listen, folks, the usual suspects, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, to set up a sarin gas attack and blame it on Assad so the U.S. could invade and overthrow Assad. This is what he said, quote, by the terms of the agreement, funding came from Turkey as well as Saudi Arabia and Qatar. The CIA, with the support of MI6, was responsible for getting arms from Gaddafi's arsenals into Syria. Now, he didn't say whether these arms included the precursor chemicals for making sarin gas stockpiled in Libya, but he said there have been multiple independent reports that Gaddafi possessed such stockpiles. Also, the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, was operating a rat line for Gaddafi's captured weapons into Syria through Turkey. Now, this is an article I should have said from Zero Hedge that I'm reading from. Listen to this quote. Evidence leads directly to the White House, to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Martin Dempsey, to CIA Director John Brennan, to Saudi Intelligence Chief Prince Bandar, and Saudi Arabia's Interior Ministry. What have I said about these 28 pages, right? We've said this. I think it's last time I said it was Nightly News a week ago, that the 28 pages, once they start to come out, it's going to unravel the official conspiracy theory. And it's going to show connections between Saudi Arabia and Prince Bandar and the CIA. And who are the people that are involved in this false flag attack in 2012? The usual suspects, isn't it? And lo and behold, here we have CIA Director John Brennan saying yesterday that releasing the 28 classified pages from the 9/11 Commission report would be a mistake because they contain inaccurate, unvetted information that could be used to tie Saudi Arabia to the terrorist attacks. Yeah. He's throwing the FBI investigators under the bus, telling us that basically they're a bunch of lunatic conspiracy theorists, and that there's no substantiation of this. And he says that they're unvetted. Well, what was the 9/11 Commission about? What was the rest of their official story about? I guess, can we trust the rest of the official story from the 9/11 Commission? You know, that fairy tale about three buildings collapsing right into their footprint when only two of them were hit by planes. Two planes, three buildings. Two planes, three buildings. And we played a really catchy tune that was done by, I forget the guy's name, sorry. We've interviewed him. He did a great piece with that two planes, three buildings, just hammering that into people. You need to think about that. It's not just Building 7. It's three buildings fell down after two planes, the common core math of the 9/11 official conspiracy theory. Now, they don't want you to see this. They don't want you to see the connections to Saudi Arabia, because then you will see the connections, as Cy Hirsch is pointing out, of how Prince Bandar and the Saudi intelligence system is tied to the CIA, especially people like John Brennan, who is pouring water on the idea that the 28 pages should be out there. And as I pointed out last Monday night on the Nightly News, Bob Graham, who has been pushing for this from the very beginning, saying, let's put out this information about the Saudis, let's put this out, he was called in and intimidated by the number two person at the FBI a couple of years ago. He had been calling on them and saying, what can I do to get you guys to help me to put out this information that you gave us? It's been classified. He and others have said it should not be classified. So you've got Bob Graham, who was chair of the Senate Select Intelligence Committee. You've got John Kerry, who Democrat, who was on there. You've got Lehman, who was Reagan's Secretary of the Navy. All these guys said there's absolutely no reason for this to be classified except to protect John Brennan, Prince Bandar, and the Saudis. Now, this is what Brennan says. He says, I think the 9/11 Commission took that joint inquiry and those 28 pages or so and followed through on the investigation, then came out with a very clear judgment. There was no evidence, but the Saudi government or Saudi officials provided support. That's not what the members are saying. That's not what they're alluding to. As a matter of fact, to try to get Bob Graham to shut up, to try to intimidate him. That's why he was on a Christmas holiday. He said, I was very surprised that they knew that I was going to be in town that day. He goes, I guess he's a little bit naive about the surveillance state, because this is a guy that left Congress in the early 2000s. Maybe he wasn't paying that close of attention. I don't know. But he says he was very surprised and kind of taken back that they would take an interest in him. So the security state takes an interest in everybody, especially the senators and the congressmen. And these guys who have supported the Patriot Act will find out that they're going to be the first ones arrested by the intelligence state when it gets to a certain level. They're going to take out the politicians first. They think, these people at the top always think that they're playing along with the system, and they don't realize that their necks are going to be the first ones on the chopping block when the revolution comes, and not by the people, but by these Homeland Security goons that they have created. The same ones who ushered him into basically, as in, come with me, took him, put his wife into a holding cell where she couldn't talk to anybody. They didn't have anything for her to read. She was there for quite some time. They gave her some FBI manuals. Perhaps it was the only time those FBI manuals were read. I don't know. Certainly they didn't have a copy of the Constitution, but they kept him there and told him that they didn't want him to keep talking about this. But he has continued. He's persisted on this. And he's talked about this for a number of years. And sometimes it gets to a critical mass because of one person, what they say. You know, we saw that with NSA whistleblowers for a very long time. We had William Binney. We had Thomas Drake and others who went to the map to try to tell us what was going on at the NSA. But they couldn't get traction until Ed Snowden came along. We had others with these, the 9/11 report, trying to point out how phony this is, how fishy this is. They can't get traction until Donald Trump says, release the 28 pages. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
First of all, I want to say, take the 12 attitude, super male, brain force, prostate guard, silver bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
Really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
When I'm your listener, I buy all the nutraceuticals, OcuFX,
let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking?
Everything from Super Male to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So and I nice. Just re-upped everything, and I just went to Autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This last segment we've got here, I want to play for you a call that we had yesterday that I think was very interesting about what's going on with the delegates. Before we do, I just want to remind you that we have a new special 10% off all preparedness products and Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's all shortwave radios, heirloom seeds, water filters, watches, security products, survival accessories. Take a look at what we have there. This is a key time to prepare for the future. And along with that, we have extended the InfoWars Select Storable Food Sale of 30 to 40% off. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. That unprecedented sale of preparedness products, 10% off all of our preparedness products, as well as 30 to 40% off all select storable food. Now, that has a shelf life of 25 years, made in the USA, non-GMO, the best packaging you're going to find on storable food. That, along with all the other preparedness products, take a look at what we've got at InfoWarsLife.com. Prepare for your family, for yourself. Now, as we were talking yesterday, that it was absolutely amazing. The end of the week, they had the actual selection of the people who were going to be delegates. We had the voters come in and select the delegates in Arizona. 47%, Trump won 47% of the vote. He got all 58 delegates, and yet when they select the actual people to go, former Governor Jan Brewer, who she tweeted out, said, I've been elected to five straight national conventions, but they mysteriously took her name off the ballot. So the former governor's name was taken off the ballot. Why? Because she supported Donald Trump. And that's the crooked way that they're running this game now. We had a caller who called us yesterday. I want to play a little bit of that clip for you. She was a delegate to Virginia, where Donald Trump won most of the delegates. And she was a Cruz supporter before she went to the convention. Listen to what she had to say yesterday. To Terry in Virginia. Terry, we've got just a little bit of time, and if we don't have time, we'll hold you over through the break. Go ahead, Terry.
Hi. I just wanted to report two things. I was a delegate at the Virginia State Republican Convention over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that was a troubling thing is that we came away voting on a slate that had 10 Cruz delegates.
Okay, hang on. We're going to go to a break. We're out of time. You can tell us what the results were when we come back. Stay with us. David Knight, Rob Dew, and Josh Owens, and our caller there, Terry in Virginia. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Rob Dew and Josh Owens. We've been talking about what happened in California with the Dreamer riots, and now we're going to take your calls. We were just talking to Terry in Virginia. She was a delegate to the Virginia GOP convention. Terry, we ran out of time just as you were telling us what happened there. Recap how many people were there and what the decision was that was made. Go ahead.
Well, there was supposed to be over 5,000 delegates were supposed to attend, but we ended up with less than 3,000 that showed up. We were given a list of 78 delegates to go to the national convention. 27 of those delegates had committed to Cruz, 16 committed to Trump. We had 32 that were undeclared and 3 for Kasich. And at the end of the day when we were ready to vote, they handed us what they call slate. And this is, I'm not exactly sure how they choose these 13 delegates to go to the national convention out of the 78 that we were given, but we ended up with 10 Cruz delegates going to the national convention and 3 Trump in a state where Donald Trump won 35% of the popular vote and Ted Cruz won 17%. Now, I was a voter in favor of Ted Cruz, so I'm not like he wanted to stay on Hannity. I'm not a Trump whiner that's complaining about this delegate process. But it was obvious to me at the end of the day that this was This was rigged. It was sad.
All right, you can hear the rest of that at the Alex Jones Channel. Join us tonight for the nightly news at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.